This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Two Colorado congressmen disagree about the actions of the rioters who stormed the Capitol as a mob yesterday. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow has called it an attempted coup.
The bottom line was the president asked his supporters, the violent mob, to stop the peaceful transition of power. That's what was asked, and that's what they tried to do.
His colleague, Republican Ken Buck, agrees that some of the blame for the riot lies with President Trump, but Buck argues that it does not constitute a coup.
What happened yesterday was a group of knuckleheads got fired up at a peaceful protest, and some of them came over and breached the Capitol, and it was a crime. It should be prosecuted, but it is not a coup, and any member of Congress that suggests it was a coup is using the kind of rhetoric that we need to stop using.
Democratic leaders have called for Trump to be removed from office for his role in the riots. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Home sales in Metro Denver hit a record.
The average price of a house in Denver climbed about 8% to more than $500,000 last year. That's according to a new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Low interest rates and a lack of available homes for sale are driving demand, even as the pandemic upends the economy.
CPR Sarah Mulholland reporting. 46 degrees in Denver and Colorado Springs, 34 in Vail and in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.